A 20-unit apartment building burned for about an hour before firemen were able to extinguish the fire. It started in the attic at about 10:30 p.m. yesterday evening. The damage was estimated at $1.5 million. A fire department spokesman said the fire might have been set deliberately. A tenant, who had seen the blaze from outside the building, banged loudly on the doors of units inside the building. Occupants of 14 units were already in bed or preparing for bed. No one responded in the other 5 units because the tenants were not home. Those tenants who were home escaped with nothing more than the clothes on their backs, their pets, their cell phones, and their laptops. Many tenants went across the street to watch the fire from a safe distance. They were all hoping that their units would be spared. Some of their cats were so disturbed by the noise, crowds, flames, and smoke that their owners could not hold on to them. They clawed their way out of their owners' arms and dashed away. The younger children were similarly frightened. They cried in their parents' arms. 2 fire engines arrived at 10:45 p.m., but the entire roof was ablaze by then. Smoke and flames were visible in most of the units on the top floor. At about 11:35 p.m., the flames were extinguished. Most of the roof had disappeared. The top floor of the 2-story building was about 80% gone. Water was seeping into the ground floor units, ruining most of them. The tenants were crying or speechless. They were happy to be alive, but now they had no home. Where were they going to live? Firemen discovered a charred gasoline can in the attic. This was the second suspicious apartment building fire in a month.